This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. Each week, we explore issues of equity and opportunity through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. Among the many things being highlighted by the coronavirus pandemic is ongoing and inadequately addressed issues of systemic inequities based on race and socioeconomics. Our guest this morning has dedicated her professional life to addressing these issues. Yodit Mesvin-Johnson is president and CEO of Nonprofit Enterprise at Work, or NEW as many call it. She is also board chair of the United Way of Washtenaw County. And Yodit, thank you so much for the time, and good to have you back on WEMU.
Good morning, David. Good to be with you.
According to the Washtenaw County Health Department, as of this past Saturday, which was the last day new statistics were posted, over 48% of the people who have contracted COVID-19 in Washtenaw County are Black or African American. Yet, the Black community represents only 12% of the county's total population. Seeing that on paper can be shocking for some, but I imagine it comes as absolutely no surprise to you.
No surprise at all, David. You know, as I've previously shared on your outlet and various other outlets, the underlying issues of inequity from lack of access to health care that result in poor health outcomes to food insecurity, housing instability, under and no employment, all of these factors were present in our community before the COVID-19 pandemic and certainly are exacerbated in the pandemic.
The 48197 and 48198 area codes have been particularly hard hit, and that represents the majority of Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township. So does that highlight anything new for you?
I wouldn't say new. I think what I'm curious about of late, as I'm having conversations with community leaders, is whether or not we need to disaggregate that data further to look at specific areas within Ypsilanti. I live in close proximity to MacArthur Boulevard. I'm not far from the Willow Run community, the south side of Ypsilanti, where we've seen a significant number of cases. So I think we need to be mindful of viewing or reporting on zip codes broadly or cities broadly and narrow our focus, our specific supports and resources directly to the neighborhoods that are getting hit the hardest, and we should focus our response efforts more deeply there.
We often talk about that economic divide that U.S. 23 represents in Washtenaw County, with greater financial security and access to essentials and opportunity laying primarily to the west of U.S. 23 and lesser access and opportunity to the east. For as long as we've been talking about it, when crises arrive, it points out perhaps maybe we haven't come as far as we thought we did. In your two decades plus of work on diversity and inclusion issues, where have we seen progress?
You know, I'm proud of our community. You know, we talked about the 21-day equity challenge where we had more than 5,000 people participate in trying to raise awareness and their understanding of systems of inequity here in our community locally and certainly at the federal level. Racism is a part of our country's history. It's one that we have to name, to acknowledge the harm that's been done, and it's one that it's an issue that we need to be explicit about. I applaud our governor for forming, with the leadership of our lieutenant governor, our state will be forming an equity task force to take a look at more deeply, not just the impact of COVID-19, but certainly disinvestment, extraction, lack of affordable housing and other issues, which were all present in this state, in our region, well before the pandemic existed. So I applaud our community's efforts and their engagement with our equity challenge. Certainly many of our institutions, particularly 20 of whom participated in NEW's Champions for Change program, where we had 20 organizations across sector looking at how to dismantle systems of oppression within their own organizations. Of course, I have to shout out our amazing team at United Way, who has raised, we stood up a fund where we hope to raise $1 million. We're about three quarters of the way there. Just last week, we were able to get about $500,000 into 71% of those dollars explicitly serving communities and people of color. 9% of those dollars went to those serving the formerly incarcerated. 27% of those funds went to people of color-led agencies. And I am beginning to see, I applaud our team at United Way and the donors and supporters in the community who invested in that fund. And I really, there's an appeal for more support there, not just to our COVID relief fund, but to United Way that has been holding our safety net for nearly 100 years in this community.
Washington All United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about how COVID-19 is further exposing systemic racism in our community. And the conversation is taking place with Yodit Mesvin-Johnson. She is president and CEO of Nonprofit Enterprise at Work and the board chair of the United Way of Washtenaw County. You mentioned the task force that Governor Whitmer has formed to be led by Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. And one of the things that the lieutenant governor said was the task force needs to do two things. One, we need to think about the immediate interventions we can take because every day matters in the pandemic, but the actions we take during the pandemic will shed light on the actions we have to take in the longer term. So when you take that comment and from a statewide perspective and apply it to what we see here, what are the things we need to do today and what are the things we need to do longer term?
Sure. So as I mentioned, I think we have specific areas of our community that we need to focus resources on. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist participated in a convening hosted by My Brother's Keeper this weekend where he talked about the task force, but also where we talked about specific targeted communications to the Black community around how to stay safe. I think it's unrealistic when we know that many on the east side of the county are essential workers. We know that many of our families are led by single Black mothers that have to go to work. We can't just have a message to stay home. That message needs to be to stay safe. And one of the strategies that we're working on is communicating with young people specifically about the importance of using masks, obviously not the N95 masks, but our Surgeon General and others have given us instructions on how to make masks at home, that at least if we've got to go out and we've got to go out to work, that we're covered and protected. You know, David, that I'm also founder of Black Men Read. We've been sending book bags home to kids who may not have access to technology, and we've now begun to include messages there that are culturally relevant about the importance of protecting ourselves, washing our hands, only one person to the grocery store if you've got to go, keeping kids home wherever possible, and also things like mental health and wellness for folks who are home. So I think these strategies are short-term, what we can do. Long-term, we've got to continue to address systems of racism. Particularly, I'm concerned about anti-Asian xenophobia that is rampant in our community and nation. We've got to be mindful of certain populations who are at risk. Grandparents are often providing childcare for essential workers that have to go out. Of course, our incarcerated citizens, those in congregate care, immigrants, the homeless population, and indigenous communities are also extremely vulnerable during this time. And so we need to certainly consider the release of any nonviolent offenders so that we don't have a serious situation in our local jails. And I applaud the sheriff's department who's gotten below 50% here in the local jails. And certainly regarding our homeless shelters who are trying to respond to social distancing and also care for those who are displaced, we want to make sure that we're dispatching support and resources to them as well.
Right now, Yodit, we seem to be at a heightened sense of awareness about these issues and where the heaviest impacts are falling. So in your conversations with the elected leaders and the community organizations in our county, as we do move to the other side of the pandemic, are you fearful that the highlight that has been put on these issues will fade and that we will go back to a sense of normalcy that doesn't necessarily best address these issues?
You know, this is a big question for me. I have a big question mark in my heart and in my spirit around. I think our human nature, anytime we're racked to our core, shaken to our core, the way we have been with the pandemic, is to long for, you know, what we knew as normal. And yet, I believe that now more than ever, we have to take a moment to pause and ask ourselves, in what way can this pandemic lead us and steer us towards a new normal, one where I shared a quote, where we're stitching a new fabric for humanity, where everyone is knitted and woven into that, every bit of our humanity is honored. And so I am fearful that we'll return to the status quo. I certainly am also inspired by the folks I'm seeing working on the front lines. You mentioned, local leaders. I got a call from County Commissioner Ricky Jefferson yesterday, and he and a number of members of our community are creating videos that remind us of the beauty of our community and how important it is to save as many lives as possible. And we don't want to just save lives in the pandemic, David. We want to save lives beyond this point. We want to live into the vision at United Way, where our zip code does not define our quality of life. I believe in our community. I'm seeing amazing efforts to come together, mutual aid societies, neighborhoods, through different apps, you know, who are organizing and getting needs out. So I hope that we'll take this opportunity to radically imagine a new future for our community where oppression, racism, institutions of inequity are dismantled.
I think that's a great and optimistic way to leave our conversation for today. But let's not let the spotlight fade, and let's continue having our conversations on these matters as we move forward.
Continued prayers to our frontline workers and those in the healthcare industry. Be well, David. Thanks for having me.
That is Yodit Mesfin-Johnson, President and CEO of Nonprofit Enterprise at Work and Board Chair of the United Way of Washtenaw County. You've been listening to Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.